There's a slot in the Bible College library for coffee.
Sure. Did you have to make these plans?
Oh, yeah. Well, that's okay.
Oh, they weren't in there?
No, they weren't.
Oh, okay. Thank you. A gift, right?
Revelation 5, please.
I figured the problem was that some of those old spellings
First Peter 1:2. Any questions here?
Can we pretty much use the same grading scale that we did on this?
I am. I'm giving it a minus 30 this time. Let's say the estimation.
Yeah. Elect by the foreknowledge of God.
Elect by the foreknowledge of God. Adams.
Foreknowledge.
New King James.
Foreknowledge.
Dewey.
Foreknowledge.
King James foreknowledge. King James 2.
Foreknowledge.
ERV and ASV.
Same.
Numeric.
Same.
NAS.
Yeah, foreknowledge.
RSV.
Chosen and destined by God.
Whoa. NEV.
NEV says chosen of old in the purpose of God.
Chosen of old in the purpose of God. That's a Calvinistic way of verbalizing it. 20th century.
Foreknowledge.
Foreknowledge. Then.
Predetermined.
Foreknowledge.
Prophet. Predestined.
Good speed.
Chose you long ago and knew you would become his children.
Jerusalem.
Who have been chosen by the provident purpose of God?
Well, that's important. Provident purpose of God adds to it.
It does?
Minus 40.
Is that by the square by the temple?
Is chosen in the providence of God.
Please.
This choice
having been determined by the foreordination of God the Father.
Amplified.
Who were chosen and foreknown by God the Father.
Is that
chosen and foreknown? You just get it backwards?
It's not blatant. It's pretty ambiguous. Basic.
It says, through the purpose of God. Who, through the purpose of God? Instead of according to the foreknowledge, through the purpose of God.
Purpose.
Chosen in the purpose of God.
Charlie.
Chosen by foreknowledge.
Ledger.
Oh, excuse me. Chosen by God.
Any additions? Ledger didn't have any alimony or whatever, anything like that.
You were chosen by God the Father long ago.
Yeah.
Not.
Foreknowledge.
God the Trinity.
According to the foreknowledge of God.
NAB.
Foreknowledge.
Diaglot.
Foreknowledge.
Yeah.
Foreknowledge.
Darby.
Foreknowledge.
Father Am.
Foreknowledge.
God be.
Elect according to the foreknowledge of God.
World.
Foreknowledge of God.
Concordance.
Foreknowledge of God.
New world.
Foreknowledge.
Lambda.
Who have been chosen by the foreknowledge of God?
Simple.
God the Father knew about you long ago.
Covering.
According to the foreknowledge of God.
New century.
God planned long ago to choose you.
How do you rate those that have both chosen and foreknowledge?
If they have foreknowledge, I give them a 5. If they had chosen and known, or something like that, I give them a 0.
Chosen by foreknowledge would get a 5 from you?
Yes. Elect according to foreknowledge, chosen according to foreknowledge, ordained according to foreknowledge. I would take all that. I don't want to take this verse, but King James in Acts 2:47 says, and the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. Now that's a real Calvinistic statement. The Greek is, the Lord added to the church daily the ones being saved. So the ones being saved were added to the church instead of such as should be saved. Such as should be saved is also by confraternity, Knox, they follow the King James real regularly, also New Jerusalem, and Fenton, and everybody else has it right. But it's kind of odd that New Jerusalem, which doesn't really follow the King James, and I don't know them to be, well, they're pretty, they're a little Calvinistic here, pretty heavy. But Fenton, well, I guess. It's odd these translations aren't consistent in a lot of things they do, so I don't want to take Acts 2:47 this time. New set of verses here. Let's take John 17, right? This is a verse of the variant. We shall pick on the King James for having an inadequate and inept text.
John 17.
You have to put on your thinking caps for this one. Mm-hmm.
I forgot my brain.
King James.
17.
I'm giving the King Jimmy a minus 15.
My name, though.
Greek. Remember we said this was a variant?
Mm-hmm.
Texas received this as Hoos for those. Westcott and Hart Better Text have Ho for which. We, and all of the six main unseals that we studied all had Ho. D, correct your B, had Hoos. That was as much as they had for this. But still the TR had it because of minuscule manuscripts. The antecedent of this pronoun goes back to name. Keep them in thy name which you gave me. The antecedent of those here goes back to the men, and you can't miss out on an important truth. Jesus bore the name of the Father. NAS makes it real clear, they didn't even put a pronoun in. Keep them in thy name, the name you gave me. They omit the pronoun and make it specific by repeating the noun. Theologically, I'm giving them a 5. Translation-wise, they're ad-libbing a little bit, but this so happens we like it. So they get a 5 out of that. If they just have keep the men you gave me, probably just give that a minus 20. They leave name out entirely. They don't make it a name. Keep the men you gave me. I'm not giving that much worse. So, any comments here? Now, why are we taking a verse which is going to pick on the King James? Because the King James needs to be picked on now and then, bringing a lot of text. It's not so much their fault or their motive is wrong, it's that how valuable is today as a translation. It isn't that valuable here because of this particular issue. Now, only a handful of versions on that list of 49 go by the TR. Yamsmite, we've got Tyndale over there, Carpenterity and Knox go from the Latin. I don't even know what they have here, because nobody's saying the King James. But everybody else is coming from Westcott and Hort or Better Text, so they shouldn't have any problem with this. But interestingly enough, they're all over the map on this verse. It's interesting. What I find is interesting is when a translator will say, I go by Nestle's Greek text, or I go by Westcott and Hort, and when you get to this verse, he's not going by Westcott and Hort at all. And all of a sudden, it's reverted back to the King James text. So, you find that and you learn a few things about the translation. Go ahead.
I've got one that says, keep them by your power, which you gave me.
Keep them by your power, which you gave me. Well, that's just a complete ad lib. You didn't even have name in there or anything. So, probably give them a study. Comments or questions here? I think this is the only variant I did in class. I don't want to make it a textual analysis. More translation analysis. pin down. You have to keep your thinking cap on now so you can kind of keep it straight in your mind and hear what you're listening for.
If it says something other than name, you want us to read it out.
Well, I want you to read the whole thing, keep them by name, we need to hear that so we can. Got it, did you do?
Yeah. Keep in thy own name, then which thou hast given me.
Okay, that's keep in thine own name, then whom thou hast given me. That's so this can choose.
He spells holy with a W.
You might notice in the Tyndale that he'll spell the same word different ways. His spelling back in that era, time period, wasn't that fixed.
Yeah, you know that one.
He took the liberties. Adams.
Holy Father, in your name, keep those.
Keep those words.
Go ahead and read again and give us a few more words.
Holy Father, in your name, keep those that you gave me.
Keep those that you gave me. Same as King James.
Basically. Yeah, it is. It's the same as New King James, too.
New King James.
Holy Father, keep through your name those whom you have given me.
Okay, New King James and King James 2 are staunch TR defenders, so they're going to have that.
Dewey. Right, excuse me. That is a minus 15.
I gave it a minus 15.
Yeah.
I've given everybody
a
minus 15 so far.
Dewey, keep them in thy name, whom thou hast given me.
Okay, whom is not which is more those things can change.
Yeah.
King James is on the board. King James 2.
Keep them in your name, all those you've given me.
ERV and ASV.
Keep them in thy name, which?
Both of them?
Both of them in which? Yes.
Read these carefully. There's a lot of little twists and turns along the way. Let's hear that again.
Keep them in thy name, which... Keep them in thy name, which thou hast given me.
Okay, that was good. And Eric.
Keep them in thy name, in which thou hast given them to me.
Them and those.
Sounds like he's given her in that.
Keep them in thy name,
in which
thou hast given them to me. Oh. He was able to get around it.
Yeah.
You don't have an in which there, you just have which. So, this is a theological thing here. They're going to strain at it. Because it's saying, thy name that you gave me, meaning Jesus and the Father's name. That's a theological bone. Contention. Mary got around that one. NES.
Keep them in thy name, the name which thou hast given.
RSV.
Keep them in thy name, which thou hast given me.
NEV.
So those whom thou hast given me.
Okay, give us the whole thing.
Holy Father, protect by the power of thy name those whom thou hast given me.
All right.
Keep them in the knowledge of thyself, which thou hast given me.
Oh. What?
Keep them in the knowledge of thyself, which thou hast given me.
Get the knowledge out of me.
Right. Get the witch right. What name in there?
Preserve by your power those whom you have entrusted to me.
Not only will.
What are you giving your oath?
I'm giving that minus 20. I didn't have any in there at all. Oh. You guys giving my oath.
Did 20th century have a name in it?
No, 20th century had
power.
Power.
Wayman. 17 and 11, right? Holy Father, keep them true to thy name, the name which thou hast given me to bear.
Holy Father, keep them by the power of thy name which thou hast given me.
Mix the whole thing together.
Yeah, I get Wayman 5. Let's turn off it again.
Okay. Holy Father, keep them by the power of thy name which thou hast given me.
Okay, now we're a little bit by the power of thy name. I guess that's pretty good.
Keep three. Keep them.
Keeps them.
Did he give them the power of the name or the name?
Yeah. One more time.
Holy Father, keep them by the power of thy name which thou hast given me.
Three. Don't know which it is.
It's
positive.
Give him credit for doing a good job of screwing.
Good speed.
Holy Father, keep them by your power which you gave me.
That word which? By the power, your power, which you gave me. The names of my others. Bind them.
Keep them in your name that you have given to me.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that was good. But which uses that? CB.
Keep them by the power which you have given me, so that they may be one just as we are.
Berkeley.
Holy Father, preserve in thy name those whom thou hast given me.
Holy Father, keep the men you give me by your power.
That's going, Philip.
Keep them in your name which you gave me.
Good news.
Keep them safe by the power of your name, the name you gave me.
Living.
Keep them in your own care, all those you have given me.
Jerusalem.
Keep those you have given me true to your name. keep those.
Barclay.
What would you, I mean, it said
we
name.
Minus 20.
A minus 20?
Yeah, I didn't have a number.
Sure. You missed it.
Barclay, protect them with your personal protection as you did me.
Go for the 30 on that one.
Presidential primary.
Please.
Maintain a watchful care over them in your name, which you have given me.
Keep in your name them whom you have given me, that they may be one as we are.
Back to King James. Basic. Keep them in your name which you have given to me. Kingsley.
Keep them in thy name whom thou hast given me.
Well, who was saying those? Norley.
Holy Father, keep in your name those whom you have given me.
Ledger.
Keep those you have given to me in the power of your name.
Knox.
Holy Father, keep them true to thy name, thy gift to me. Holy Father, keep them true to thy name, thy gift to me, that they may be one.
Yes. Well, that's...
Other comments?
There's commas after name and gift to me.
I guess it was true through that. Gift to me can refer to the people.
There has nothing to do in the name.
Doesn't have to.
Keep in thy name those whom thou hast given me.
Protect them with your name, which you have given me.
Diva.
Okay, this is kind of funny here. Holy Father, keep them in thy name by which thou hast given them me.
That is back to America.
America. What was that again? Holy Father, keep them in thy name by which thou hast given them me. Mm.
Yes.
Oh, sorry. In thy name whom thou hast given to me.
Darby.
Holy Father, keep them in thy name which thou hast given me.
Brother.
Holy Father, keep them in thy name which thou hast given me.
Godly.
Keep them through my name whom thou hast given unto me.
My name or thy name?
My name.
Say that again.
Keep them through my name whom thou hast given unto me.
He's got my name in there. Mm-hmm. Where that came from.
Yeah. Well, it's right, isn't it? Mm-hmm.
It should be in thy name.
Thy name?
Yeah. Keep them in thy name, not my name. Theologically, it's going to not be the same. It's the same name. But you can't just translate it that way and, you know, get away with it.
This is a new wrinkle here. About five different renditions of it so far. World.
Keep in thine own name those whom thou hast given me.
Concordant.
Let's see. Keep them in thy name in which thou hast given them to me.
Same as numeric and diaglot. New world.
Keep them, Paul speaking, watch over them on account of your own name which you have given me.
Lamson.
Protect them in thy name which thou hast given me.
Simple.
Holy Father, keep them in your name, the name which you have given me.
Recovery.
Keep them in your name which you have given me.
New century.
Keep them safe by the power of your name, the name you gave me.
What was my answer again?
Protect them in thy name which thou hast given me.
How about new world?
New world. Watch over them on account of your own name which you have given me.
Weymouth? Oh, Weymouth.
Keep them true to thy name, the name which thou hast given me to bear. Basic.
Another question. Are we ready to go on some? Revelation 17:9.
Somebody want to
be basic.
Basic?
Keep them in your name, which you have given me. Revelation 17:9. Kind of curious verse.
Revelation 17:9.
Keep them in thy name, which thou hast given me.
Let's see, we're coming up on... this is the 45th degree we will have taken. When is the midpoint of the semester?
Tomorrow,
so we've got 45 ready, done half the semester. We should get about 90.
What's the average for this one?
What?
What's the average for this one? Mm-hmm.
We have 2 hours back to back.
Verses that are chosen, how are those actually determined?
Just whatever verse that I've run into or students have submitted that have enough differences in the translation. First, it has to have something of interest to it. It can't just be Jesus walked down the road. But verses on doctrine, verses that just have something that we can get vocal about and have convictions about it, yet it's clear enough to engage. Or we can have an opinion and not be so. We don't want our rating to be on interpretation. Once again, Greek is fairly clear cut, where there's not a lot of guessing as to what the Greek says. And I just collect verses that are interesting. I've been collecting them for years.
So these have changed over the years then?
Oh, I've taken lots of verses that I no longer take because they didn't pan out. Or I got into a problem with later or something. I took these verses from Genesis in class, and he had some interesting comments on the Greek.
What about the Old Testament? Are we going to hit any of those?
You never rated the Old Testament. Number one, it's hard to find verses that are important enough. Number two, the Hebrew is so ambiguous. It's hard to get dogmatic. I have found the translations that are mediocre and new can be wild in the Old. Some verses that I have taken in the Old, and maybe the last class period here will take some Old Testament one just for fun. Isaiah 9:6, Prince of Peace, etc., Everlasting Father, Mighty God. One translation calls it, you know, our hero. Another verse I took, they have pierced my hands and my feet. One translation said they've cut off my hands and my feet. I mean, this misses the type. So, in the Old Testament, they can get really far-fetched. Living Bible has, for Genesis, I believe it's Genesis 6, evil spirits came down and had intercourse with women.
Oh, yeah.
Concerning that verse, which I consider to be complete. You know, and then they have pre-Adamic man and a bunch of other garbage. So, we could come up with some pretty interesting verses, but not enough to really make a semester out of it. But I've got some good ones, especially in the Psalms. I've looked for verses that were messianic or verses that were important and had some spirituality to them. But I haven't been able to come up with a whole lot. Go ahead.
No, James Ware is pre-Adamic.
I have heard that he has some unusual theology on that. What I've heard is hearsay. I've never read anything that he's written on the subject.
I know he had some tapes on it, but I wasn't sure if he was teaching for it or against it. It looked like he was teaching for it.
I have heard that he does teach that. But again, when you hear things like that, until you can really read what he's written, you just don't know. After what we've gone through, and how people have misinterpreted what we believe so closely, unless dogmatic, when I hear so-and-so believes this, so-and-so believes that, I don't know what they believe. It's because somebody tells me that, they don't. Whether they have got it right or not, I don't know. So I pretty much have to read their writings or listen to a sermon myself where I can really, you know, hear what he says. People hear things that aren't there.
That's true.
They read into it.
I was going to ask about a different group. Russ doesn't know much about it, but the Way International. Do you remember anything from that?
The Way International. Now, is that different than the church in Seattle?
I went to one of their meetings once about 10 years ago, and supposedly Dr. Paul Werwell, the guy in Ohio that runs it, denies the deity of Christ, Jesus Christ.
I have heard that consistently, and yet we're accused of denying the deity of Christ. So I don't know what they do.
I went to a meeting, of course, I was a new Christian. They teach you how to prophesy and how to speak in tongues. He had his wife give a demonstration. He said, okay, honey, how would you prophesy and give a message in tongues? And so
yeah, but they do that in some churches right next door, too. Yeah, they do. You'd be sure.
I've heard of prophecy schools before. You go there for 3 weeks and help.
They definitely deny the deity of Christ, because I had about five of them on the Bible Answer Stand. They were having a convention at the Seattle Center, and they were really emphatic about that.
So you were on the Bible Answer Stand, you ran into five of them.
They're all the same.
At a convention, and you are feel strongly they deny the deity of Christ.
Oh yeah, it's real clear.
It's real clear. Okay. I hope it was clear. I almost...
They were dogmatic.
I can dogmatically state that they teach you how to prophesy.
Well, you see, I believe in the deity of Christ, too.
Yeah.
But I wasn't. I was merely talking about his humanity.
Right.
Which was interpreted as denying his deity, because it was either one or the other in their minds.
That's what they did in this book I read on them. They quoted them
and they were talking about its humanity and kind of interpreting that as denying its deity.
It was about the wind.
Yeah.
What do they call
it? See, Russ, he doesn't teach on it. He doesn't know about the body. He doesn't have the writings or anything. So he won't teach on it.
Well, the Martin, doesn't he have a section on them? I know there's a section on them in one of the cult books. I have kind of
I think that in cults.
Bob Larson's book probably does.
Okay. So that's all I know about that. I don't know much about it. Revelation 17:9.
Do you recall any of the comments that the Hendricks had?
Interesting ones I've written down in my notes here. I've written them out as we go. Yeah, it's on now, man. But the ones I wrote down, I wrote down a few. He was in agreement with the Greek interpretations we're coming up with. And I think they're fairly basic anyway. So, Revelation 17:9. Here is the mind which hath wisdom. Greek word nous, N-O-U-S, equals mind or understanding. Here is the mind which hath wisdom. What does that mean? Well, at best, it could mean the spiritual mind or the revelation that God has given. It may just be ambiguous. Here's the mind which had wisdom. It doesn't say anything. It doesn't say anything about intelligence, human wisdom, or anything like that. Now, we understand, you know, here's the mind which has wisdom, and then he begins to unfold a little bit of the interpretation of the prophecy. So it doesn't have anything to do with how intellectual you are, how smart you are, human genius, or anything like that. So here is the mind which has wisdom, I'm giving it five. Or this calls for a mind with wisdom. I'm giving that, I think, a zero because of the this calls for. Instead of here is, meaning what I'm next going to say is going to be the interpretation. Just this calls for a mind with wisdom, starting to lean towards the need for human wisdom. If they say, here's something for an intelligent reader to think about, I'm giving them a minus 10. Because now they've tied it down to human wisdom, an intelligent reader to think about. If they just translate it the way it is and leave it totally open, I'm going to give them a 5. If they start interpreting it, then I'm going to start docking.
What was the second statement you said here after your first one says, here is the mind that has wisdom?
This calls for a mind of wisdom. It's starting to sound like human wisdom. This calls for. Instead of here is.
Okay, what I'm looking for is a statement in between your native Greek and the what you first stated as.
Here is the mind which has wisdom. Here's the understanding which has wisdom.
Okay.
Mind or understanding, that's all right. Here is something for an intelligent reader to ponder or think about in a man's head. That's tied to man's wisdom.
This calls for mind of wisdom. You gave that what, minus 10?
I give that a 0.
No, sir.
This calls for a mind with wisdom is ambiguous. But this calls for, see, it starts to sound like a human mind. This calls for a human mind that has wisdom. Tyndale.
Here's the mind of heaven.
Here is the mind that has wisdom.
That should be mine.
Yeah, that's great. Adams.
Adams. This requires a wise mind. Zero.
could pass for a divine wisdom, but not as easy as the other. New King James.
Here is a mind which has wisdom.
Dewey.
Here is understand it has wisdom.
King James, here's the mind which has wisdom. King James 2.
The same.
Here be an ASV.
Same.
Merrick.
Here's the mind that has wisdom.
Yes.
Here is the mind which has wisdom.
RSV.
This calls for a mind with wisdom.
And indeed.
Here is the clue for those who can interpret it.
That is a clue.
Here's the clue.
Here is an opportunity to be intelligent reading.
This was an exclamation. Approach you. Approach you who have intelligence and understanding.
Wait a minute.
Here. Here is scope for the exercise of a mind that has wisdom.
Here is what?
Here is scope.
Here is scope for the exercise of a mind that has wisdom.
Now for the interpretation of the discerning mind.
Now for the interpretation of the discerning mind. Not that bad, though. Good speed.
Here is a problem for a profound mind.
You volunteers. Byington.
Here is the mind that has wisdom.
CB.
Here is scope for a mind that is packed with wisdom.
Same as.
No, not quite. Okay.
Yeah, same as Weymouth.
It's not the same as Weymouth.
I think it is.
They said to have packed with wisdom. Packing joy.
Here is something for the intelligent to ponder.
Phillips.
Here is the mind that has wisdom.
What? You're right.
Sick.
Here is something for an intelligent person to think about.
Good news.
This calls for wisdom and understanding.
You know what? I got Darby and Phillips mixed up.
Phillips?
A better judgment was just real.
Let's go back to Phillips 17:9.
Okay.
Here we need a mind with understanding.
Here we need a mind with understanding. It's not bad.
I tried.
Living.
A nail think hard.
What?
A nail think hard.
Oh, let's keep going.
Here, there is need for cleverness.
Yes.
Mind.
Here there is need for cleverness for a shrewd mind.
Barclay, the solution of this requires a mind equipped with wisdom.
Only in the second column.
Okay, well, we'll continue this next time.
What was that one again?
Hey, you want to check out, what he thinks about the beast with the seven heads?
If you get a revelation, you know it's from God, because it's not going to be from that.
You get a revelation of how hard it was for people to come out of the darkness into the light. Well, it's been a mighty
life. I'm combining more in the two.
So if you get skirted down, you get past something like that, and you don't come getting
it.
Because Adam and children are afraid of the light, of the darkness. But if you can worse than adults, you're afraid of the light.
The beast who was Antichrist was in the right. Caesar Nero?
He's
about to come out of the beast. Nero's spirit is now in the abyss, and he's about to emerge from the take possession of the body of the slain and resurrect him. This is the Antichrist. Man, this guy's fluid.
For the month of March. Interpretation. And then you're all back on.
Interpretation.